Welcome to the ADI Leak Detection Podcast. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the country's leading name in leak detection, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Dave, today's question comes from a homeowner who's noticed damp patches on their ground floor but can't see any obvious source. They want to know whether acoustic leak detection can actually find a hidden pipe leak causing those patches.
Yes, it absolutely can, and it's exactly the kind of situation acoustic detection was built for. Acoustic leak detection works by picking up the sound that escaping water produces as it pushes out of a pressurized pipe. Even when that pipe is buried under a concrete floor or hidden inside a wall, the noise travels upward through the structure, and our equipment captures it.
So you're essentially listening for the leak? What does that sound like, and how sensitive is the equipment?
It's a bit like a hiss or a pulse, depending on the pipe material and the water pressure. The equipment is incredibly sensitive. We're talking about ground microphones and acoustic listening devices that detect vibrations a human ear would never notice. The engineer moves the sensor across the floor in a systematic grid, and the signal gets stronger as they get closer to the source. That's how acoustic detection pinpoints a hidden water leak to within a very small area.
That's fascinating. What about the damp patches themselves? Does the location of the damp actually tell you where to start listening?
It gives you a starting point, but damp patches on their own can be misleading. Water travels along the path of least resistance, so the wet patch you see on the surface might be a meter or two away from where the pipe is actually leaking. The acoustic survey narrows it right down. We use the damp patch to guide the initial area, then the acoustic data tells us exactly where the leak sits.
Right, so you're not just digging up wherever the damp is worst and hoping for the best.
Definitely not. And that's the whole point. Acoustic leak detection protects the property. Without it, you're guessing. And guessing means unnecessary excavation, taking up floor tiles, cutting into walls. With acoustic survey results confirmed, the engineer marks a precise location and the repair is targeted. That saves the homeowner a lot of disruption and cost.
Does acoustic detection work on all types of pipe? I'm thinking of older homes with lead or clay pipework, or newer plastic supply pipes.
It works across most common pipe materials. Copper, steel, lead and plastic supply pipes all produce a detectable acoustic signal when they're leaking under pressure. The signal characteristics differ slightly between materials, so ADI engineers adjust their approach accordingly. Plastic pipes do transmit sound a little differently to metal, but the equipment handles that. Where acoustic detection works best is on pressurized supply pipes because the water is being pushed out under mains pressure and that generates a clear signal.
And are there situations where acoustic methods alone might not be enough?
There are. If the leak is very slow or if it's on a gravity drain rather than a pressurized supply, the acoustic signal can be faint. In those cases, ADI leak detection combines acoustic listening with thermal imaging cameras, which detect the temperature difference that escaping water creates in a floor or wall. Sometimes tracer gas is also introduced into the pipework. The gas escapes from the leak point and surfaces through the floor, where it's detected with a sensor. Using two or more methods together gives a definitive confirmation.
So acoustic detection is often the starting point. But ADI has other methods to back it up when needed. What should a homeowner do before the engineer arrives? Anything useful they can do?
Two things help enormously. First, check whether your water meter continues to spin when every tap, appliance, and valve in the house is switched off. A spinning meter with nothing running confirms water is escaping somewhere on the supply, which tells the engineer they're looking for a pressurized leak. Second, note exactly where the damp patches appeared and when you first noticed them. That history helps the engineer build a picture of how long the leak has been running and how far water may have travelled.
That's genuinely useful, practical stuff. Dave, one last question. How long does an acoustic leak detection survey actually take in a typical house?
For a standard residential property, an acoustic survey takes roughly 2 to 4 hours, depending on the size of the home and how complex the pipework layout is. ADI engineers carry out a thorough survey rather than a quick sweep because an accurate result on the day saves far more time and disruption than a second visit. Once the leak location is confirmed, the engineer produces a report so the homeowner and their plumber know precisely where to excavate.
Dave, that's been really clear and genuinely helpful. Thank you. If you're dealing with unexplained damp patches and suspect a hidden pipe leak, ADI Leak Detection is one of the UK's most trusted and experienced specialist teams, and acoustic leak detection is exactly where they start. Worth getting it properly diagnosed before anyone starts lifting floors.